The United States is in the midst of negotiations with Canada over an agreement on Canadian lumber imports. Many U.S. sawmill owners argue that the Canadian mills receive government subsidies on government-owned lands, making it difficult for the U.S. market to compete. The 2006 softwood lumber trade agreement expired last year, and a one-year freeze on tariffs ends in October. KSTK's Aaron Bolton explains how that uncertainty is affecting Southeast timber.
The U.S. and Canadian governments have been at odds for decades on whether Canadian sawmills receive government subsidies, particularly stumpage fees, a tax on harvested trees. Mills in the States say that gives Canadian producers an unfair advantage in the U.S. market. The deal that was struck in 2006 was renewed in 2012. It was designed to keep Canadian timber within a certain price range. If it fell below that range, tariffs would be enacted. The deal expired last October, kicking in a one-year standstill period, including a freeze on U.S. tariffs. What this means for the timber industry in Southeast depends on the lens you're looking through. Alcan Forest Products is based in Ketchikan, but operates in Canada as well. Alcan partner Brian Brown says the uncertainty of a new trade agreement is making Canadian sawmills unable to commit to prices on Alaska logs.
We sell primarily in Canada, it'd be red cedar logs. We just did a shipment in there. Right now, you know, nobody's been able to commit to a second one because of this. Duties.
Brown says Alcan does 3 to 4 shipments into Canada a year. He says each shipment is about 600,000 tons and is valued around $1 million. If a deal is not struck in October, the U.S. is likely to put tariffs on Canadian timber. Brown says he doesn't buy into the argument that Canadian companies are subsidized and says he would prefer a free market and no tariffs.
For the sake of argument, I'll say that's true, that the Canadian sawmills are being subsidized by their governments. Who gets the benefit of that ultimately? It's the U.S. consumer.
Others in Alaska disagree. Owen Graham of the Alaska Forest Association says he would like to see the 2006 deal renewed. He said it's needed not just because Canadian producers low operating costs, but also because the Canadian dollar is weaker.
Probably 70% of our lumber goes to the lower 48, so to speak. And of that, you know, I'd say 30% of our production is hemlock that is just getting killed by the Canadian, dumping low-cost lumber on the market, but it's primarily because of the exchange rate.
Graham says those numbers are based on Southeast's largest mill, Viking Lumber. Alaska State Forester Chris Mache says he agrees that a renewal would be best. He says most timber across Alaska is predominantly exported to foreign markets, mostly Asia. According to a Bloomberg report, Canada's Trade Minister Chrystiette Freeland and U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman spoke last week at the G20 summit in China, but a deal could not be reached. Freeland was quoted as saying, "There is no guarantee we are going to get a deal that works for both sides." The deadline is October 12th. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.